So we've been talking about hearing the voice of God, and you know, in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, we saw that faith comes by
hearing,
and hearing from the word of God, right? Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing. So faith has to do with something that we heard, and that is why hearing is very important. Learning to listen to the voice of God is very, very important. It's not only knowing the Bible, but actually being able to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit speaking to us. We spoke a lot about hearing from God in the Scriptures. This past few weeks, we've been focusing more on hearing from God in worship as well. So, and what we've been doing for the past 10 weeks or so has been just to practice that. It's just like, you have to practice it, not just know the theory of it, not just know about it, but to actually engage in it. And so that's what we've been doing. And we are seeing that even as we do this, actually even miracles take place. So it's very exciting to see the Holy Spirit, the tide of the Spirit rising. I have a feeling that revival is coming. And we've said that before, but as a church, we've not experienced such a solid, kind of a sustained move of God. Even in the worship service, even healings in terms of miracles, and even the presence of God, people moving out in the Spirit. There is something that's building up. But this is not the high point, this is the low point. This is like, we're just starting, right? And so, it's really going to be exciting as we track with God, as far as this is concerned. But we have been talking about listening to God, not just in the Scriptures, but now we are talking about being sensitive to Him, even in worship. But we've really spoke about hearing from God. Now, as we think about 2017, I was sharing this today at about 6:30, about how a lot of people, they do get promises for the year ahead. They do hear a word from God. But many of them end up actually disillusioned that these words didn't actually come to pass, right? And so, I want to address that a little bit, because in the next few weeks, we're going to be focusing on a thing called faith, because faith is really an important part. For those of you who come from evangelical backgrounds, I don't think evangelicals talk about faith that much. Charismatics, Pentecostals talk about faith a lot, right? Because charismatics and Pentecostals understand that without faith, or let me put it another way, when Jesus heals, so much of healing and miracles is tied into faith. Does that make sense? It's like He never separates miracles from faith. Evangelicals think faith, what is faith? Just believe the right doctrines, right? It's like a mental ascent. But when charismatics and Pentecostals talk about faith, they're talking about something else. It's a whole other dynamic which actually causes power to be released. But here, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 2, Paul says, I would like to learn just one thing from you. He's calling them, right? Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? Yeah? Hearing with faith. If faith comes by hearing, then it's not just hearing, it's hearing with faith as well. In verse 5, he says, does God lavish His Spirit on you and work miracles among you because you practice the law or because you hear and believe? So we've been focusing on hearing, but hearing is just half of the equation. There's the other side of hearing the voice of God, and that has to do with believing. Believing is a certain way in which we hear. It's a certain way of hearing in which what we hear is not only detected or heard with our ears or with our eyes or understood with our mind, but it is swallowed, it is chewed, and it's eaten up, and it is a way in which our reception of that word is intensified. Does that make sense? It is like it's grabbed hold of, it's meditated on, it's chewed, it's, you know, the word meditation, especially in the Old Testament, is the same word as the cow, like chewing the cud, right? It's chewing, chewing, chewing. And you know the cow has how many stomachs? Two stomachs. Four. Okay, then it says four. Must be four. Okay, four. It's like it just keeps on going the whole day, right? That kind of dynamic by which words get converted from just ideas into something that is in our blood, that is not just something that we think about, but actually it flows out of us because of the fact that it is strong in us. That part, evangelicals don't really know much about. Because it's all up here, see? So when we think about believing, what do you believe? What they mean by that is, you just believe in your head, like doctrines that you believe. But when we say faith, the hearing and believing, what it means is this, that word of God is not just an idea that came, not just a set of words that came, but it became something that is in our blood already. And it is works out in our instincts. You don't even think about it, you're just moving in it. Does that make sense? Now that is what causes our action in 2017 to be different from just thinking about it and having a gap between our thinking and actually acting. Does that make sense? That is going to make the big difference. When Jesus speaks to his disciples, and we talked about this 2 weeks ago, about how they were not able to cast out the demon from the boy because of the lack of faith, right? And then he says, this one goes about prayer and fasting. What he was saying is this, it is possible for us to have to know the word of God and don't have and not have the faith to actually act upon it. Actually acting is the thing that is determined, right? But this is an acting that comes from hearing. You can't separate intimacy from God with acting and faith. They're all one thing. Does that make sense? Faith happens when we hear the word of God. And the way in which we receive the word of God is not just by intellectual, this sort of apprehension or assent to it, but it is by loving his word, loving him and receiving it. Does that make sense? Of course, I've shared this before. When I was in a long-distance relationship with Cindy, my wife, I was in Malaysia, she was here. We didn't have internet at that time, so we wrote letters. Can you believe it? Snail mail. But those things took so long. So we would call on the phone, and that was so expensive. I won't even tell you how much we spent on that. And then we had faxes. Okay. I have faxes in Malaysia, and they're this thick. And there's nothing in them because all the ink on the thermal paper is gone. But what will happen is this, because she was writing to me, I'll read it again and again and again and again. I'll put it away and I'll read it again. I would read her faxes to me, I would say 40, 50 times in one day. In one day. I'll just read it until I can almost memorize it. Now, faith is not just this power thing. Faith is when you take what the person is saying to you, and you just meditate on it, and keep it in your heart, and you let it mull in until it becomes vivid to you. Does that make sense? Okay, faith is a thing of love. Many times people think faith is the opposite of love or something that's on the other side of love. Faith is not. It's not like that. Faith is like when God gives you something, you just take it more than seriously. Now, in 1 Corinthians 14, when we pray in the Spirit, our faith is edified. That means it's increased. I've always wondered, you see, how do you make the distance between having the word and understanding the words about healing or what God does? How does it get converted into power? Right? Because lots of people know the word of God. You can go to seminary and get that, right? We all, because of us who are in seminary, have gone to seminary. We know that. But we also know that people in seminary are not that powerful. Right? I used to do these theological reflection groups with these seminarians who are now MDiv students, and I just felt I was appalled because they have so little faith. They have knowledge, but they have no faith. How does that knowledge We get converted in the power. That's going to determine what 2017 looks like, right? In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, that what happens is that when we pray in the Spirit, that word of God, the faith actually gets charged up inside us. Does that make sense? It doesn't get charged up because we thought about it, but when we pray about it, we just say yes. I say yes to it. Sometimes it's just repeating yes, 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 believing Him, yes, and saying yes. Even in spite of the doubts, you can actually say, I believe it, I receive it, even though my mind doubts it. Does that make sense? You can have doubt at the same time, but your heart, your will can actually say yes to this. Does that make sense? As we pray in the Spirit, what happens is words get converted into power. Now, this is something we as a church have to grow in. Because evangelicals don't talk much about faith. Faith is not presumption in which you just believe anything. Faith comes when we take the word that God has spoken to us and we just meditate upon it, work on it, until it becomes vivid in us. Think about words that God has spoken to you. Are they vivid in you? You know what I mean by vivid? It's like the red is redder. The words that speak have feeling to it. They have conviction to it. Does that make sense? They come alive. They're not just intellectual words, but they come alive. So I mean by vivid. Vivid means like the red is ready, the green is greener, the hot is hotter. Yeah? Does that make sense? Faith is actually growing the word. When we receive a word, that word actually can be just like inert, it's just like nothing. Just like words on a page. It's just nothing. Just puffs of carbon dioxide spoken. But when it becomes converted, what happens is that as we pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit works in us. He takes the word and He administers to it, puts it into our stomach, puts it into our spirit. That is what we need. Does that make sense? That is what we need for that word to become something that we are so convicted about, that without even thinking about it, we'll actually be moving in it. You know, before you even think whether this person is going to be healed, you're already praying for that person. Does that make sense? That is, it's almost, we are living on a level that is beyond mental. For that to happen, when we pray in the Spirit, we allow that word to just become more and more in us. Who can do that? Nobody can do that. Paul says, who is sufficient for this? But the Spirit helps us. When we pray in the Spirit, what's happening is that we're giving space for the Holy Spirit to just push it inside us. We may not feel it, but when we pray in the Spirit, we just focus on it, and we just set our heart towards God. The Holy Spirit is doing it. Our mind is not fruitful. Does that make sense? Our mind doesn't fully understand it. The mind can just hold on to it. Just hold on to to that word and just say yes. I don't know what it means, but I just hold on to it. But when we pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is actively administering it into our spirit. Suddenly you face somebody who's having a problem or something. Before long your hand just moves. You don't even know, what am I doing? Does that make sense? Your instincts are actually moving you. And this is faster than the speed of thought. That means you're functioning from the spirit. Does that make sense? So a lot of what's going to happen, a lot of breakthroughs that are going to happen in 2007 will not be happening because of our considered actions, you know, actions that we thought about and all that. It'll actually become by instinct. Because those things are done by the power of the Holy Spirit. Does it make sense? This is where we're going, okay? For our Thursdays, we're going to move towards that. So now what we've been doing is that we've been allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to us, and we allow the nudges to come. Now what's going to happen is this, the Holy Spirit, as we allow Him to lead us, He will begin to move in more radical ways. He will call us, move here, move there. We meditate upon the Word of God, and we are obedient to it, He will free us up, and we will actually begin to start working the works of God, and be praying for people, and doing lots of things. And a lot of times, you will do something, and you wonder, hey, what did I just do? It's not that you're in an altered state of consciousness, but your instincts. For that moment, you have just faith to believe that. Does that make sense? Any questions?
Do you feel like that's something that comes with practice?
Yes.
Like it's a practice thing?
Right. That's good.
So that you know the difference?
Right.
Because you're so used to, you know, thinking about something before you do, especially when it's like something that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
You know, stepping out to right. do something that God has told you. Well, you feel an unction in your spirit, but your mind is like, it's not making sense. Like,
yeah.
how is this going to work? How is it going to matter? You know what I'm saying? But then you feel the Holy Spirit, like the unction in your spirit saying, just go, or do this, or whatever. So it's a
It's a practice. Thanks for bringing this up, because one of the things that this class will be doing is not so much just on theory, but actually it's practicing. So when we worship together, and you'll notice that today when we worship longer than we did last week, right? So that we can just practice. Because practice makes the thing familiar. What practice does is that we'll just keep practicing, even just one thing like worshiping and setting our mind towards God. Just practice fixing our mind upon God, right? When you practice it, after a while the mind gets fixed easier. Does that make sense? At first it's just can't, I just get distracted all over the time. The more you practice by repeating, the strength comes. So there are certain things that only practice will do. All the listening to sermons, I can tell you, the sermons won't do that much. They'll tell you something about that thing, but you have to go and do it yourself. Amen? So what will happen is that on Thursdays, even on Sundays after church, during the ministry time, it's practice time. Okay, so I want to encourage you to do what you've been doing these past few weeks. It's really encouraging for me to hear, to see that you're just moving out and just stepping forward. And all that. That's really great. And so keep on doing it. So the more we practice, the more it becomes like not so weird. Amen?
Amen.
I love to pray. Lord, we thank you for being with us. Thank you that you always show up in a way that is not predictable, but very reliable. And so we bless you that we can count on you to do above all that we ask or think. And so we ask you that you part us with your blessings and cause us to help to be drawn into your presence this week, this weekend as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.